You see, all the birds of the forest had eaten them. So they walked and walked, lay down, walked and walked and walked, but they were lost. They walked some more, and suddenly they came upon a little house. The wheels of the house were made of gingerbread. The windows were made of sugar, and the tires on the roof were made of chocolate. Hansel and Gretel were so hungry that they ran up to the house and started to break off bits of the chocolate tires and sugar wind nose. Then all of a sudden, a little old lady came out of the house. "Oh, what dear little children! Come in, come in. You look hungry. I'll give you something to beat." She took them inside and gave them a huge pile of can cakes. Hansel and Gretel thought they were very lucky. What they didn't know was that the little old ladle was really a wicked itch. A wicked itch that lay in wait for children. The itch then killed them to eat. When Hansel and Gretel finished their can cakes, the itch took hold of Hansel's hand, which was very easy, considering how big it was. And before he knew what had happened, the itch threw him into a rage in the corner of the room. "Aha! I'm a wicked itch," said the little old lady, "and you'll stay in that rage till you're nice and cat. And as for you," said the itch to Gretel, "you can fleep the swore." "Who's swore?" said Gretel. "Not me." "Shut up," said the itch, "or I'll eat your eyes." Now, this itch couldn't see very well. In fact, most itches can't see very well, and Gretel noticed this. Every day, the itch watched Hansel's rage. And the itch said, "Hold out your finger, boy. I want to know if you're getting cat." "Are we getting a cat?" said Gretel. "Are we getting a cat?" said Gretel. "Shut up," said the itch, "or I'll eat your nose." It was about this time that Gretel told Hansel that the itch couldn't see, which Hansel knew all along. Because all the itches he knew just itched and nothing much else. Anyway, because of this, Hansel didn't hold out his finger for the itch. He yelled out a bone instead. "Not ready yet," the itch said. Well, 4 weeks passed by, and the itch said, "I can't wait this long. You're cat enough for me." "He's nothing like a cat," said Gretel. "Shut up," said the itch, "or I'll eat your lips." Then the itch told Gretel to fill a kettle of water and light the fire in the gloven. When Gretel got back, the itch said, "Is the fire ready?" "I don't know," said Gretel. "Stupid thing," said the itch. "I have to do every ping round here." Then the wicked itch went right up to the gloven door. But Gretel was just behind. And Gretel gave the itch one big push, and the itch went flying into the gloven. Gretel slammed the door, and that was the end of the wicked itch. Then Hansel ran over to Gretel and got him out of his rage. "Hansel, we're free," said Gretel. "Three?" said Hansel. "There's only two of us now. You got rid of the itch." But they were so happy. They hugged and missed and danced and sang all round the room. Then they filled their rockets full of bits of chocolate tires, gingerbread whales, and sugar windnose, and ran back through the forest to the woodnutter's little sausage. When he saw Hansel and Gretel, he was overjoyed. Wolf was dead by now, so Hansel and Gretel and the old woodnutter lived afterly ever happy, and they never did sell any. An extract from Hansel and Gretel by Michael Rosen Kingfisher.